The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. A quick programming note before we get wrapped up in the numbers too far. Tomorrow, of course, is the July 4th Independence Holiday. The markets are closed, so no AM 580 agricultural programming on Tuesday. Cash hog prices today are called from steady to weaker, but all sources contacted early today predicted very light trading activity because of the day being sandwiched between a weekend and tomorrow's Independence Day holiday. Terminals called steady to weaker at the few that are open today. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 30th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 6,191. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $65 to $72.58, and the weighted average was $71.04, a loss of 92 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.25 to $58.38, the weighted average $53.61. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 4,616. The base price range was $63 to $74, the weighted average $69.89, a loss of 91 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.82 to $54.52, the weighted average $51.40.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, we now know what the planted acres are, and from now on, at least for the next several weeks, it'll be all about weather.
Oh, great. So the pressure's on.
That's what you're saying. That's what I'm saying.
I could start out by saying, as has been the case so far and continues to be the case, there is wide variability in the Midwest Corn Belt as far as rainfall is concerned. From the weekend, about 65%, almost two-thirds of the Midwest Corn Belt got rain. Some areas got a lot, some areas got very little, and of course about a third of the belt got nothing over the last 3 days. The areas that got the most rain, portions of central Iowa, portions of eastern Nebraska, portions of northern Indiana, some 1 to 2 inch amounts were there, including about an inch and three quarters at Columbus, Nebraska, about 1 1/4 inches at Boone, Iowa, and about 1 1/3 inches at Lafayette, Indiana. So there were some pockets that got hit with rain. But other areas so far have not gotten hit at all. During the last 24 hours, some of the heaviest rains in east central Iowa into northern Illinois and northwestern Indiana. And again, around the Lafayette area yesterday evening, they got some heavy rain as well. Another little swath across central Illinois, some localized 1 inch plus amounts possible from northern Schuyler County across parts of Mason County into south central McLean County. But much of our area did not get any significant rain at all. So it's been hit and miss so far. So the question is, what's coming up? Well, more scattered showers and thunderstorms. I think the rain is over for the most part in western Iowa for a while and north central Iowa. Showers and thunderstorms will erupt along the Missouri-Iowa border, where there's some now, and they'll extend across northern Illinois, northern Indiana, southern lower Michigan today, and then sag southward as we go through tonight and tomorrow. So central Illinois, central Indiana, parts of Missouri will be picking up some significant rainfall, and by Wednesday, it'll mostly be south of the Ohio River. Then we go into a period of dry weather. So Wednesday is going to be a big day. Just because then we'll be able to see where it did rain and where it did not and assess the coverage. Because once we get into Wednesday, dry weather is coming into the Midwest, and dry weather is going to continue through the balance of the week and the weekend. We're going to have a period of, in most areas, a minimum of 5 days of dry weather. So that's going to cause nervousness for producers and also marketers as we then look to next week. And next week, shower and thunderstorm chances do pick up in the Midwest, but hit and miss once again. So it's going to be a variable situation. And with Dave mentioning the weather market, it's going to be a day-to-day thing. But I do think with the dry weather Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and in many cases on Sunday, maybe a few thunderstorms erupting in the northwestern belt on Sunday, that is going to get people nervous. As far as temperatures go, we're going to have some 90s today across southern Illinois into Missouri and parts of southwest Indiana as well. But the 90s are going to go away for a while, and the extreme heat's going to stay out west. Over the coming week, I don't see any stress from heat. The bigger question is the moisture. It does look like it's going to be hot, and hot air building into the Plain States again next week. That will cause some problems for the spring wheat belt. The weather does not look good for spring wheat right now, and the areas to the west will be the driest and the hottest. So the production areas of Montana and South Dakota appear to have the least favorable weather, but even in Minnesota and North Dakota and some of the Canadian prairies where it hasn't been as hot and they have gotten a little more rain, there's still going to be net drying over the next couple of weeks. So spring wheat is an area to watch. In the Delta, a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow through Thursday, and that'll help the topsoil there, but that's another area that's still trending dry. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 499 and three quarters unchanged, last trade unchanged. September, 510 up one, last trade up four. December, 519 unchanged, last trade up 3.5. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 371.5 unchanged, last trade up 4.5. September, 397.5 up 1.5, last trade up 4.25. December, 415.5 up one, last trade up 6.5. July corn opened at 239.25, up 3.75, last trade up 5. September, 250, up 4, last trade up 4. December, 264, up 3.75, last trade up 4.5. March, 274, up 2, last trade up 4.5. July soybeans opened at 602.5, up 7.75, last trade up 7.75. August, 609, up 8.5, last trade up 9. September, 612.25, up 4.25, last trade up 8.75. Noves, 632.5, up 10, last trade up 7.75. July soybean meal opened at 176, up 140, last trade up 240. July soybean oil opened at 26.34, down 2, last trade down 1. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as you heard Ed Kieser talk, some chances for rain in the near term and then things turning a little bit drier. Are traders going to put some weather premium back into the markets today?
That's exactly what you saw last night, and it's all going to be about weather again today, Dave. The extended forecast as we prepare to go into pollination across the majority of the Midwest is extremely critical, that we don't get the extreme heat and that we have some moisture to go along with that. You've got roughly 15-20% of the Midwest is still in a somewhat dry condition at this point. Many of the rest of us have had some moisture, and this rain over the next couple of days looks like some of our other areas could actually get a nice drink again, getting ready for that heat and dry weather. But, you know, the pollination is probably the most critical stage of our development of the corn crop. And if we end up with some extreme heat out here, a pollination could force a lot of blanks on these ears. So the trade's going to get a little concerned about that. We've taken a lot out of the corn market here during the month of June, and they're going to try and put some of that back on. So I'm going to guess we're going to be in line with what the overnight was, be 3 to 5 better on corn. I'd say 7 to 10 better in the beans. And with the spring wheat acres, which Ed alluded to being hot and dry out there, you're probably going to see that wheat market open 3 to 5 better also. It'll all be weather today again.
These corn, was above its trend line after gapping on Friday. If you look right above there, about 4 cents is the 100-day moving average. Are there buy stops ahead of that?
Oh, I think there'll be some buy stops out there, but you know, you probably ran some of those last night, to be honest with you, Dave. I'm guessing that we probably had a few of those hit already, but I would think you would see some buy stops run as this thing bounces higher here, and we probably try to make a run back up to that 100-day moving average, at least on the day-to-day.
And the 100-day moving average going into the trade today sitting at 263.25. Over at the Merck, what are you seeing?
I'm sorry?
Over at the Merck?
Well, your hog and pig report should be friendly across the board. I think you're probably going to be 50 better on most of these hog positions today. I thought we'd gotten overdone on the downside this last move because the hogs just didn't seem to be there. So I'm looking for this thing to retrace back up and go challenge the highs again. But as we start making new highs out here, you got to start thinking about getting some type of protection on, either buying puts or stepping in and getting some selling done when you've got profitable positions out here on these hogs.
Thanks much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company, you're listening to WILO Urbana.